All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for joining the call and giving very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Govardhana Puruja. I would like to hand over the call, Maharaj. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hari, Hari, can you hear me?
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Govardhan Puja Day. We're celebrating today the most auspicious festival of Govardhan Puja. So we're just going to chant a little bit, and then we will start. Is that okay?
Yes, Maharaj.
Everyone, you just finished your japa?
Yes, Maharaj, we are all done with our japa.
Yes, it's 4 o'clock in the morning here, 4:20 in Vancouver. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Gopi jana bhallava girivara dhati Yasoda nandana praja janarandana Soda nandana praja janarandana Yamuna tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi jana balava girivar dhari Gopi jana balava girivar dhari Yasoda nandana braja janarandana Yasoda nandana braja janarandana Yamuna tira vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivar Gopi jana balava girivar dhari Yasoda nandana braja janarandana Yasoda nandana braja janarandana Yamuna tiravana chari Yamuna tiravana chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radha Jaya Radha
Gopinath Radha, Gopinath Radhe, Jai Radha Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Radhe, Jai Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundara Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Re Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnu Padaya 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Suyavari Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Om Ajnananti Mirandasya Kenanjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasvai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Twayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svatadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padam Radhana Lalita Sri Vishakhandita Sham He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Bope Sagopika Kanta Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavan Hari Visabhanu Sukhe Devi Namami Hari Priye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivash Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, as today is being most auspicious, being the day when the worship of Govardhan Hill occurred 5,000 years ago, we are commemorating, we are remembering this very special day when the Supreme Lord performed one of his very, very sweet pastimes. This pastime of the Supreme Lord, especially in his Balya age, or his very childhood pastimes, is considered as the sweetest. All the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, they are sweet. It's like, as Prabhupada says, it's like my books. You read it in the front or the middle or the beginning or in the end, and it's all sweet, like sugar candy. But especially in this pastime of the Supreme Lord, the lifting of Govardhan Hill, which is being celebrated all over the world by thousands and thousands of devotees, especially in Vrindavan, and in particular in Govardhan Hill. Thousands of devotees are doing circumambulation. That must be the origin of what you call the parikrama. All the Rajabasis, along with Lord Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yasoda, they all circumambulate and worship Giri Govardhan. Govardhan Hill is the king of mountains, not the Everest or the Himalayan mountain. That is his father. So the Govardhan Hill, who manifest millions and millions of years ago, there was this one yogi or ascetic named Pulastya, Pulastya Muni. He was traveling in a part where he had darshan of Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. He's the son of a king of the mountains and a queen of the mountains. And that is his family lineage. And Giri Govardhan is so beautiful. And because where Palachamuni was staying in his ashram, it's like barren, completely like desert-like, somewhere in Bihar. So he asked the father to have Giri Govardhan to bring him home so that he'll be able to meditate and peacefully be able to focus on his practice of trying to meditate on the Supreme Lord. So the king did not have any way to say no, because usually when the sages or the yogi, very powerful yogis, they can curse. When brahmanas, when they curse, it's very difficult to extract or to change the course. So where Govardhan Hill is right now is the place, like in Vrindavan, Boma Vrindavan, there is what you call Goloka Vrindavan, and there is what you call Boma Vrindavan. Boma Vrindavan means the earthly Vrindavan, but still it is not part of this material world. It is considered as facsimile. Prabhupada used the word facsimile. It's like in the older days, we used to have this, I don't know if they still use it, a fax machine, where you put your original and then it'll exactly copy. So this Bhova Vrindavan is about 2 hours, 2.5 hours away from Delhi, in UP, in what you called UP in India. But this Vrindavan is not of this world. It is considered as a spiritual world. And when Govardhan was, because the agreement is that Pulasya Muni can take Giri Govardhan with him, but in one condition, that Giri Govardhan will stay wherever he will be put. Well, he will be that will be his settlement. So they were passing by Vrindavan, the Vrindavan, the Bhova Vrindavan, and the call of nature somehow occurred, and there's no choice except Govardhan has to be put down, and then when he's ready to be lifted up again by Pulasya Muni, he won't move. Govardhan, when he sees Vrindavan, the beauty of Vrindavan, and knowingly also that Krishna will perform his pastimes here afterwards. So he chose to be in Vrindavan. And therefore he was cursed. It says that Govardhan Hill is to be like taller than the Himalayas. How many kilometers? Much taller than the modern day Himalayan, because he's the king of mountains. But he was cursed to sink one size of a mustard seed every day. So every day since that time, like thousands and thousands of years ago, the mountain Giri Govardhan, or Govardhan, go means the cows, where the Govardhan, this place, the mountain where it's full of falls, waterfalls, streams, beautiful caves and flowers that have many, many fragrant flowers, vegetation. See, the Brijabasis, actually, they get more. They get so much benefit from Govardhan. So every year, there is some kind of worship of King Indra. King Indra is the king of the demigods. His position, that is a position, Indra. Indra means you are the head of the demigods. So it says that one time or another, we're King Indras. And the position of the jiva is like this. It goes up and down, up and down. It's like a roller coaster. Roller coaster goes up and down, and then sometimes big, long going up, and then coming down very, very fast. So the human beings, or the living beings, for that matter, the jivas, they've been wandering also. So many species of life, birth after birth. And so one time or another, because these are posed, the demigods, we learn few things in this episode, this pastime of the Supreme Lord. King Indra became proud. His position, he thinks that everyone practically should just surrender unto him. Well, there are few personalities who doesn't bow down to him. Others, they do. Like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, of course. So here, the position of King Indra, the situation where he was involved in this pastime, will teach us a lesson how to curtail our pride, our ego, our sense of prestige, our nature of being like an Isvara, master. So King Indra, every year he will receive this some offerings and worship from the Brajabasis. They've been doing this, Nanda Maharaj and his forefathers and the previous ones. They were all doing this sacrifice or worship for King Indra. It's like it's a gesture of gratitude because the rain comes. He's the source of the rain. He's the cause of the rain, King Indra. And without rain, there'll be no sustenance for the vegetation. And they are in the Vaishya community. They actually able to subsist by grains and vegetables and fruits. So on that day, now Lord Krishna has started to be inquisitive. What's going on? Why all the hustle and bustle? Everyone is busy going here and there, trying to make us very much the elaborate and very magnificent arrangement for the yajna, for the sacrifice that the Brajavasis will perform. So Krishna, he's a young boy, he says, Pita, what's going on? What is all of this preparation all about? So Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba, he replied that this is for the worship of Indra. For just like having an abundance in their agriculture, their harvest. So yearly they do this as part of their tradition, part of their custom, so to say. So King Indra, he was expecting to have a very nice worship of him by the Brajabasis. So, but King Indra's expectation was crushed. His understanding that everything is just ready, but then when Kanai Krishna, he says, Pitaji, we should not worship King Indra. Actually, we should worship the Govardhan Hill because he's the one who provides everything for all of us. Somehow other, he was able to convince Nanda Baba and the Brajabasis. And he says, oh, instead of whatever you're going to offer to the worship of Indradev, it's better you transfer all of those offerings to Govardhan, and everyone should do also a circumambulation. So in many temples of ISKCON also,
we have this mini Govardhan, replica of Govardhan according to the ways and means space of the mandir or the temple. We will create like a Govardhan hill and complete. Radhakund, Shyamakund. Anyone of you who's been to Vrindavan and have this opportunity to perform Govardhan Parikrama, is about 23 kilometers. 23 kilometers of circumambulation. A minimum of 5 hours to do. But in those days, Govardhan Hill is far more. The circumference is much, much more. It's like Sanatan Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, he would do this parikrama. And it's much longer, much further than the modern day parikrama. So we would do this. This is part of the 9 processes of devotional service. It's called Padasevanam. Padasevanam means worshiping the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Just like when you walk around Govardhan Hill, you're worshiping Lord Krishna, because Giri Govardhan, one of the names of Lord Krishna is Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, Govardhan Dhari, the one who lifts Govardhan. The parikrama which is being done nowadays also, because the six Goswamis, they will do it. The Prajabasis now, there's like lakhs and lakhs of people doing Govardhan Parikrama. And this is worship of the Supreme Lord. But to walk and using your feet, like going to the temple or going to some satsanga or going to some Bhakti Briksha program, that is also called Padasevana. The worship also of the Supreme Lord by using your material form, but it becomes spiritualized, becomes purified. So yes, when the Lord says to Nanda Baba that, well, we should do this, so everybody agreed to the proposal of Lord Krishna. And everyone, whatever they can find, whatever offerings they can find, and everyone was, because this is a Mahotsava, pastime of the Supreme Lord, where there is a big festivity. Of course, all the pastimes of the Supreme Lord is like something to celebrate. It's this festival, this Utsav, something that takes away our anxiety, our worries. Utsav. When we go to festivals, it's like we're like being rejuvenated. We become like more and more purified and closer to the Supreme Lord by following these different festivals. It's like in our Vaishnav calendar, Gaurabda calendar. Yesterday we celebrated Diwali. It's like every day is a festival. So today is this festival where we also offer the Supreme Lord. Because you see, in this pastime, Lord Krishna, he was there. Govardhan Hill also is none different than Krishna. With the whole Vrindavan, the Vrindavan itself is an expansion of Lord Balaram's energy. That means none other than Lord Krishna also. And then Lord Krishna, he manifests himself
as the personified Giri Govardhan, Govardhan, Giriraj, that all these offerings, this sumptuous feast that the Brijabasis arrange, so many delicate preparations made of sweet meals, grains, nuts, vegetables, and fruits, and so on and on and on and on. Everyone, even in the neighboring villages, everyone also came and offered whatever they can find and they can prepare. There is a place called Aniyor. When you go parikrama, because usually we start the parikrama near Radhakund, you know, that tea branch, this way going to Radhakund and this way going to Govardhan town. So that usually we start there. Or it says that one should start also in the Haridev temple. This is in Manasaganga, in different ways. Nowadays, also those who are not able to walk, they have this, pedal-like. They have like a platform where you can sit down or you put your belongings or the children can go. But the best one, when you do parikrama is that you don't wear any shoes or any slippers. Others, they do it with socks. Others, they do it also by car. That's an executive fast track parikrama, maybe for those who doesn't have time. But so the offerings that were given, and these offerings, yes, it's so much. Then Krishna was saying, Aniyor, Aniyor, Aniyor. That means, give me more, give me more, give me more. So unlimited, practically, offerings. And Lord Krishna took all of them, took all of them. Now, King Indra, he became very furious. Actually, he sent his cloud, Santa Bakra. Santa Bakra is one of his assistants. It's a cloud. But this cloud is like a storm, or it can create havoc, great disaster. So Krishna's exhibition of performing this pastime is that he crushed King Indra's pride, his ego. And we should learn from this lesson also. Doesn't matter how much position we have in the material world, we should always think and also act, always perform our activities only for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, being a servant, because that is our nature. That is eternal nature. That is our jiva dharma. The eternal nature of all the living entities is to serve the Supreme Lord. So King Indra, he cannot take this, being humiliated by this young boy, small boy. And Santa Bakra, he gave the news back to King Indra in the heavenly planets that this is what's going on. So King Indra's wrath, he wanted to show to Vrijabasis, especially to this young boy, Lord Krishna, he cannot just do this. They have to accept that they made a mistake by doing so, by not giving me what is due to be given to me. So Krishna,
He and the Brajabasis, they were there. They were doing this very, very pompous. It's like we have in Krishna Balaram Mandir, we will make this nice Govardhan, almost replica. It's like Hindu and Parikrama, and like the Brajabasis also, they will do. Even nowadays, the young children, the kids, they will out of govar. Govar means cow dung. They will make small, like baby Krishna, holding the heel. So King Indra says, "Well, you have to Santa Bakra. You have to devastate. Give." All the necessary rain and thunder, and all this almost devastating water, rain water to give a lesson to the Brajabasis, tell them who am I. So Santa Bakra, along with the other clouds, they all went back to Vrindavan. And they pour and pour and pour rain. But now Lord Krishna, he understood that this is the best time for him to show his intense love towards the Brajabasis, to protect them. In this pastimes, the Lord and his devotees' relationship became more intensified. He wanted to show in different ways, not just to his devotees, but even to King Indra, how Krishna is the only person that has a relationship with everyone. Just like you may have a relationship with your wife or your husband or your children or at most your friends. You know, you have your own circle, but up to how much you can have. But Lord Krishna, his circle is everyone. He's the only person who has a relationship with everybody. So in this pastime, the Supreme Lord, he fulfilled the desires of everyone to be with him for a long, extended period, because this is the mood of the Brajabasis, is that they're always remembering Krishna. Even if physically Krishna is not there with them, but because they're always thinking of them, of Krishna, then Krishna also manifests. He through their memory, actually. But at this time, because for 6 days, Santa Bakra, practically along with his co-clouds, the crew of clouds, rain clouds, they pour as much rain, making flood. But then Lord Krishna, what he did is that he lifted the Govardhan hill with his left hand, and the smallest finger in the left hand, just called pinky. So, and he wanted to protect the Brajabasi, so he made this arrangement that to lift Govardhan hill. Then all the Brajabasis went inside, but the Brajabasis and the cowherd boys, they were all thinking, Krishna is just a small boy. He's only 7 years old when he lifted Govardhan hill. And lifting Govardhan hill is, no one can do it except God. So if someone, Prabhupada says, if someone wants to show that you know, he is God, because in India, there's always
born God, small God. And then Prabhupada says, then you lift Govardhan Hill, see if you can do it. Or show your universal form. It's like what Arjuna, he saw or he experienced the battle of Kurukshetra. And many also, you see, this is superhuman-like. Many activities of the Supreme Lord seemingly like, oh, it's just a child, but they are. All of them practically are superhuman, cannot be equal to or greater than anybody. So Lord Krishna, he lifted, but then the elderly gopas, cowherd men and other cowherd boys, they also have their own sticks, right? So they push. They push also Giriraj with their stick because thinking that Krishna may get tired and the Govardhan Hill will just crash all of them. So yes, for 6 days, all of these torrential rains and thunder, the storm is so heavy. But then on the sixth day, Santavakra, he went back to King Indra, saying that it's no use. We did everything that we could in order to really give, as you desire, a lesson to all these inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the young boy. But he lifted the hill. So what to do? They were all safe. So King Indra himself, he decided, okay, let me go. This is useless. We cannot do anything. We've tried. He prayed to Lord Krishna. He came down himself and he prayed to Lord Krishna. Now, in order to pacify Lord Krishna, the way how King Indra did it is that he asked Surabhi to go with him. You know Surabhi? Surabhi cow means it's like a Kamadenu also. Surabhi means give a practically unlimited milk. Surabhi, just like in the spiritual world. Benum kamvantam arabinda dalayataksam barhabasam basitam sundarangam. There is this Lakshmi sahasrata sambrama sebhyamanam. Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Vajami. Venum Kamrantam is always accompanied by his flute, by unlimited Lakshmis, goddesses of fortune. And also, Krishna is always with a cow. Hardly you will not find a picture that Krishna is not with a cow. Usually he's with a cow. Always. He's never alone. So there is this place in... Indra called his carrier Airavata, the elephant. So when you go parikrama, after Govindakund, then after the tail, because Govardhan is like a peacock. Shape of a peacock. Radhakund and Shyamakund is the two eyes of the peacock. And peacock has a tail. So once you go around the tail, then you enter very nice, very soft sand of Govardhan Hill, Brajaraj, dust of Vrindavan. You walk a little bit further,
then you will reach this place, Surabhi Kund. This is where Surabhi gave darshan also or have the darshan of Lord Krishna. And that, for that matter, in this place, there is a kunda. There is a kunda. This kunda is very significant and very, very purifying. Kunda means a body of water. It says anyone who takes bath in Surabhi Kund, all of his offenses will be uprooted, will be washed away. Well, except one offense, Vaishnav Aparad. All the offenses except Vaishnav Aparad. So King Indra, actually, he realized that he committed an offense to the Brajabasis, especially to this young boy, Kanai, Lord Krishna. And therefore, he asked for forgiveness. He asked for forgiveness. And there is also, just nearby here, there is this, the imprint of the feet of Airavata, the elephant. So these are actual events that happened 5,000 years ago. Lord Krishna, he wanted to teach that worship also of the devatas is not the same as worship of the Supreme Lord himself. The devatas are representatives of the Supreme Lord, so we respect them. It'll be an offense if one is disrespectful of the devatas or the demigods. They're also somehow devotees of the Supreme Lord, but in the these devotees of the Supreme Lord, they also have material desires. They are not akama, unlike the devotees. The devotees are akama, but in the heavenly planets, because the sense enjoyment is far greater, usually the material desires still there. Not all of them. It's like King Indra. Anytime the jiva is like this, anytime the sense of prestige, which is very difficult to curtail, will also enter into our mind any moment, any time. So we have to be extra careful. And all the devatas, could happen to them. It happened to King Indra. So yes, all of their whatever benedictions they give, because if one has performed some kind of austerities, they can easily please the demigods, even Lord Shiva. One of the names of Lord Shiva is Ashutosh. So King Indra, he finally realized, but then later on also, this is the nature of the jiva also. They forget. There was this pastime later on when Satyabhama and Lord Krishna went to the heavenly planets, and then Satyabhama was asking for one flower of this parijata, and the knowingly that Rukmini had a gift of Parijata from Narad Muni. So Satyabhama also wanted one flower of Parijata from the Parijata tree. In the heavenly planets, there's only one Parijata tree there. King Indra
in King Indra's courtyard or in his garden. But Lord Krishna, instead of just taking one fragrant this parijata, he took the whole tree, brought it back to Dwarka. And then Indra forget again, oh, this is the same Krishna. So he wanted to make a fight. And of course, King Indra was defeated. And they brought the parijata flower. So King Indra forgot, oh, this is the same boy that I met when he was a young boy, same personality. So yes, we've learned that our position here is very fragile. The Supreme Lord can perform all of these different superhuman-like pastimes, ultimately to liberate the conditioned souls. Because by hearing Harikatha, this subject matter, topics about the Supreme Lord's name, fame, form, qualities, and pastimes, the Supreme Lord, he'll be able to attract us again to go back to Godhead. Not attract God. He is coming back again and again and again. And he will be doing that. Not until we all become Krishna conscious. He'll be keep coming back again and again. This is pastimes. For him, this is not, there is no tinge of karma. That's why he's keep coming back again and again like we do. But his coming back again and again is his love, his compassion. Krishna is more eager than we do to go back home, back to Godhead than we do. So by remembering these pastimes, by hearing about them, these different festivals, we will be so satisfied that yes, there is no other way that I can be fully happy and satisfied in this world except to serve the Supreme Lord and his devotees, go back home, back to Godhead. So I will stop here now. There's so many things that we didn't even read the pastime, but I just gave like a synopsis of the significance of Govardhan and what Govardhan Puja. This is Anakut. This is Go means cows in the senses also. Gopal, Govinda. So Govardhan Hill is like very important, is very integral part of Vrindavan. He says there are three things that can give you love of God quickly. Yamuna, Govardhan Hill, and dust of Vrindavan. But Govardhan Hill is sinking, as we mentioned earlier, one mustard seed, the seed of one mustard seed every day. And very soon, that means what? 427,000 years, Kali Yuga, there'll be no more Govardhan Hill. It'll be unmanifest. It'll be only just Brajaraj. Yamuna also is quickly disappearing. Yamuna Devi, where the Lord performs his pastimes also, along with the cowherd boys and the cowherd girls. And Brajaraj will be the only one that will remain when as Kali Yuga progresses. So I will stop here. Is there any questions or comment?
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Such a wonderful class on this morning. Is anybody else have any questions? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna. You can write it down. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All Gauri Srila
Prabhupada. Hare Bol.
This is Shyama Gauri.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class and very set up the mood of Govardhan Puja we will be doing in the evening. Thank you so much.
They were in the program. Sunday, part of your Sunday program?
We don't have, means we have on Zoom.
Yeah? Okay.
Like, we do actually in Charlotte, we don't have temple, but we have like deities at home. So we do
okay.
Puja at
home. Of course. You can do at home, definitely.
Yeah.
See, most of the temples are closed in North America.
Yes.
In Canada, where I am right now, practically all the temples are closed except where I am, in Vancouver. So it's a great privilege. I mean, but we have to be careful. It should not be more than 30 people inside, and there'll be always like continuous movement of the darshan, the devotees who would like to have darshan.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had, last night, yeah, we had a nice Diwali program here. Have a nice lights decoration, festival of lights. Yeah, every day Prabhupada says, every day we can have a festival, but I don't think we'll be able to handle if it's every day. We're not ready for that yet, but hopefully someday. But actually every day is a holiday. Not a holiday, but this came from holy day. Every day for devotees of the Lord is a holy day. It's a day of festival. It's a day of celebration. There is no day in a year that we don't celebrate anything, even just, you know, like our everyday activities, we're always like, in Vrindavan especially, every day is a festival.
Yeah.
Huh? Flowers, it's the smell, the atmosphere. So we should create that at home, that kind of spirit.
Yeah.
By observing this kind, these types of festival, even in a smaller way, you can have a picture of Govardhan Hill and circumambulate and that at home with your deities. Offer nice extra preparations, like Giriraj like sweets. So mitai. You can offer, you know, as much as your heart's content. So in this way, it increases actually our love and devotion towards the Supreme Lord by observing this kind or these types of festivals, utsava. Especially today, Giriraj is very, very merciful. Everyone, when you go parikrama, I'm sure many of you have been to parikrama. It says that Krishna is always with you. He's always on where? On your right hand side, right? You go parikrama is clockwise.
Yeah.
So Krishna Giriraj is always on your right hand side, and see, Giriraj fulfill everyone's desire. So we have to, when we desire, we should also be very careful what to desire, because you can desire materially as well. To be free from material desire, that is extraordinary person. But for those of us sadhakas, so we have to be very, very careful. So when you go on parikrama, as much as possible, you also desire spiritually.
Yes.
And Krishna will hear that.
and
thank you.
He may or he may not fulfill it, but more likely, if it's a spiritual desire, Krishna will fulfill. Any thank other points?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any other question or points? Hari, Hari.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dhanvat Prana, very, very beautiful, beautiful class, Maharaj. And I really like the point that you are telling, Maharaj, that when the festival comes, your mood is very happy. Huchau means it makes us happy. It's so true, Maharaj, when the festival is there, when we are in the temple, we feel so happy, we forget everything. As you said, we forget all our miseries. We don't bother what is the tomorrow's plan, nothing. We just observe in that. As soon as that is over, again, everything comes our brain. This is very hard. So, hope every day is a festival in our life. I mean, so that it makes us happy. Maharaj, thank you so much for such a beautiful, beautiful class.
We could also make our life like happy all the time, not only a festival. This is grand. It's like surcharged with spiritual intensity. The congregational chanting is overpowering everyone's heart with so much nectar coming from chanting the holy name, the prasadam. But we can also have our everyday activities to be like a mini festival, because if you, everything, the whole day is offered as the work, the activities has been done as a sacrifice for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord or his devotees, then we also it's like a celebration. Every day actually is like a celebration. It's like we don't celebrate New Year only one day. It's like every day is a new year, or it's a new day for us. Always looking forward to serve the Lord and his devotees. So we make it to the best. We should every day, as much as possible, chant more, hear more, especially in month of Kartik. We still have 15 days to go before the month is over, the month of Damodar, where there is a big wholesale of mercy coming from the Supreme Lord, especially to those who took a vow somehow or one or another to increase love for Krishna. We perform austerities, and actually this is the ecstasy of the devotees, the austerities that he performs every day for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Thank you. Thank you. Anything else?
Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Bala Brinda. Okay. Anybody else? Shall we conclude here?
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your enlightening class today. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again and again in future. If nobody has any questions, we can end the call here. Let's pray obeisances to Maharaj and all assembled devotees. Vancha kalpa tarubhyasya kupasindhya vacha patrana
bhavanobhya
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you for the wonderful class, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Dhanyavad. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Maharaj ki jai.
Jai.
So much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.